Springfield's Rock Station, Q102. I'm Shadow, and I've got a guest on with me. He's in this little-known band, Breaking Benjamin. They're going to be here on April 24th at the Black Oak Amp. Jason, how's it going today?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I guess first questions first. It's been a while since we got any new music from Breaking Benjamin. Is anything like that on the horizon? And did you know I was going to ask that?
I had a feeling, yes, I had a feeling. But, yeah, there is some new music on the horizon. So we've been working for a while. Yeah, we've got about halfway done, I'd say.
Okay.
When we finish this tour, actually, when we see you guys, it'll be the last show on this run. And we go from this tour right back into the studio to wrap up as much as possible before we hit the summer shows. And so, yeah, we are actively working on it. We're pretty excited about it. We've taken our time with this one, probably more so than we have on other projects, simply because we've tried some things that we haven't done before. We've written more songs than we ever have before, thrown away more songs than we ever have before. So we're all putting everything we have into this album. Pretty excited about it and extremely proud. So, yeah, that should be coming at some point.
Okay, at some point. At some point, we can expect it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't the last music we got like the Red Cold River era? Was that? Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's it. So that's about 6 years, including COVID. So
I was I was thinking in COVID times.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that kind of put a kink in things. Initially, we did a release of a kind of an acoustic album where we reimagined some of our songs in the meantime. But once COVID hit, obviously everything kind of shut down. We started the writing process kind of on the tail end of that.
Yeah.
And then picked up with touring again where everything took off. Everything opened back up. Excuse me. And writing on the road is probably one of the most difficult things to do. I've probably tried it 15 times in my career and on different projects, and it's very difficult. So once our tour schedule started pulling back a little bit, we got some time to really sit and focus and sort through all the ideas. That's when we really got some traction and started making some momentum, which that puts us kind of, I guess, at in the last year's time frame.
That makes sense, like not putting everything on your plate all at once. Have you guys ever gone out on the road and did like an acoustic tour?
We have actually, yeah. We've done it a few times, and it's something that we like to do. It's kind of a special, intimate thing. Obviously, they're not as big as rooms, big venues, that kind of thing. But it's much more intimate experience. It's much, we joke around. We don't take yourselves too seriously on those because it's so up close and personal.
Yeah.
But those can be fun.
You should do another one of those so I can go. I'm gonna need you to put that on your plate, please.
You got it. Absolutely.
All right. So, yes, coming to the Black Oak Amp. This is April 24th. We got Daughtry and Catch Your Breath on the bill.
That's right.
And then you go out again, and I think I just saw it online, and I thought I saw that Daughtry was coming back out with you, but I could have been wrong. But they're the opening band on that tour. Oh shoot, what was their name? They're coming here. They're coming here to Springfield at the end of this month, I think. Dang it!
Now is that we have Keith Wall, our guitar player, will be opening up some of the shows, and then in the summer when we go back out with Daughtry and Stained. It will be Lakeview.
Lakeview, that's it. That's it. Yep. I should have remembered that because Lakeview, that was the name of my elementary school that I went to.
There you go. No, those guys are great. They're great. I live in Nashville, and I know those guys kind of on a personal level. They're great guys. Music's great, and I think it's a good fit. It'll be a lot of fun.
Good, good. And for those listening, Lakeview is going to be at the Riff. I believe it's the last Tuesday of this month, so if anyone wants to go catch that show. But
I'll definitely go catch it.
But that Stained Breaking Benjamin show isn't coming near Springfield. Well, it is coming near Springfield. It's not going to be in Springfield, but it is going to be, I believe, up in St. Louis. And I'm going to have to tell people to Google that one because I don't remember the exact date. But Google is your friend.
It really is. It's my friend, too. It tells where we are every day. That's right.
Well, perfect. Well, thanks, Jason. I know we got some weird timing issues for this, but you know what? We did it. We made it through, and we got even more word out about the show, and it looks like, to me, there's going to be tons of possibilities to go see Breaking Benjamin out there. Tons.
Absolutely. We'd love to see everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun.